Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Joe Carboni, the Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It's indeed my pleasure to welcome you to tonight's annual special meeting of Council. In the chamber, I'd like standing the members of our executive management team who I'd like to introduce: Mr. Chris Potter, the Director of Community Programs; Mr. Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services; Mr. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering; Theresa Dominic, our Director of Planning and Environment; and Melissa Harris is our Strategic Governance Manager in the Council. I'd now like to call forward into the chamber the councillors by their respective ward. From the Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff; Councillor Jim Griver-Kostopoulos; Councillor Michelle Kleinert; and of the Coonung Ward, Councillor Dot Haynes; Councillor Stephen O'Brien; Councillor Jennifer Yang; of the Mullum Ward, Councillor Meg Downey; Councillor Sophie Galbally; Councillor Paul McClish. Please be seated, ladies and gentlemen. The first order of business is the appointment of a temporary acting chairperson. I call for nominations for such.
Mr. CEO, I nominate Councillor Paul McLeish.
Councillor Griver-Kostopoulos. Do I have a seconder for the nomination? Councillor Haynes?
Yes.
Are there any other nominations, councillors? There being the sole nomination of Councillor McLeish, I duly declare Councillor McLeish elected as temporary chairperson. Would you please assume a seat? Jim.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item two, opening prayer and statements of acknowledgement. Would you please stand for the opening prayer, ladies and gentlemen? Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders, past and present, and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I would like to welcome you all here this evening, ladies and gentlemen, to this special meeting of Council, to be held for the purpose of electing the Mayor and Deputy Mayor for the next 12 months. I would especially like to welcome former councillors and mayors, Ron Kitchingman and John Bruce. Welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. There are no apologies, as all councillors are here present here this evening, so I'll move directly on to item four, prior notification of conflicts of interest.
Mr. Chair, there are no prior notifications.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item five. I think that one's over to me. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Are you on? Great. The first thing I'd like to do this evening is to thank my... my wife. For all the times that I wasn't there, or when I was there and I was on the phone, for the many functions we went to, and of course the many, many dinners together that we missed. So thank you. You've been a tremendous support. And those functions are, of course, a big part of a mayor's life. An extraordinary part of a mayor's life indeed. The functions are many and varied for a mayor, from a 100th birthday party. I did several of those, and I met one of them I met a charming man who'd turned 100, and he was there with his wife, and she was 99. And it's one of the joys of being a mayor that you meet such people at such important moments of their life. It's humbling, but very, very enjoyable. Another thing you do is that you meet thousands of volunteers from across our city. Volunteers in every walk of life. From the people I met at the op shop when I went and bought a suit for the mayoral ball, which I don't think a mayor's ever said in this city before, but I did do that, and I think it was fairly noticeable on the night. And that event had great, fabulous community support. I met many, many people in our sporting clubs of all shapes and sizes, not just the committee members, but many, many others. One that sticks in my mind is the gentleman who works at the Park Orchards BMX Club. He attends events there every week, and his job is to maintain the jumps. He spends all day Saturday and often a Sunday there, working, raking and hosing the jumps for the kids. He's a quiet guy, doesn't say much, he's not on the committee, but he gives his weekends to that club. And every club in our city has people just like that. I met many of those people. I distinctly remember going to a CFA function in Park Orchards, and I met a gentleman who was retiring from the CFA after 55 years of service, which in itself seems extraordinary. But his wife and two children were there, three children actually, wife and two of his three children were there. And between them, the family had 185 years of service to the CFA. So it makes my 1 year as mayor seem really just a small drop. And I think that helps. That helps ground you. I met many, many people at events such as the Gallipoli 100th Anzac services. And that was definitely a most memorable event. But perhaps the most memorable thing for me in my journey was when 500 or more members of our community, leaders and citizens, came together to celebrate Manningham becoming a migrant and refugee welcome zone. It was quite an extraordinary day. We heard many stories of those who have suffered years of hardship and trauma on their journey to freedom. It's a journey that not many of us have had to make, but it was a privilege to be there that day and hear them sing our anthem. I will long remember that day. It has been a wonderful journey as mayor. My fellow councillors have supported me, encouraged me, argued with me, and all of those things helped make me a better mayor. I hope I've done them justice. I had amazing support from my deputy mayor, Councillor Michelle Kleinert's invaluable assistance, her generous support, great teamwork. I couldn't have done the job without the support that I got from Michelle, and I must thank you most sincerely for what you did. Thank you. I would also like to thank all the officers from across the organisation who helped make this job so much easier. Joe Carbone, our CEO, his team, and people from across the organisation. Right down to one poor gentleman who suffered me continuously reshuffling the mayoral ball numbers. He did a great job, and I really thank him for what he did. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an honour and a privilege to be the mayor for just a short time of our city, and I look forward to seeing the next mayor step forward and take the robe and the chains. And I know that they will too represent our city and our council for the benefit of our community. And I wish them luck in their journey. It's been an honour and a privilege. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you for that. I would like to say a few words, and I think I'd like to give you 5 dot points. No, pardon the pun. One of the things for me is obviously the differences through all of us has been shown through this time that we've spent together, but one of them is Paul's professionalism. He did the job professionally, and he definitely represented the community well and represented me well, and that is one of the points that I'm very grateful for, as well as the others. He's a great communicator. If we were disagreeing on issues, and we do have some very opposite views, we were able to communicate those things well, and we were able to be able to put our differences down and continue with the jobs at hand and didn't take them personally. And that I have enjoyed greatly, actually, because we have some very different views. So you made your points very well and well-considered decisions. You had a very open door. Our mayor had one of the most open doors that I've experienced, and very easy and thorough to communicate with. And the work that he did was very thorough. He was a hard worker, committed to every task at hand. He did represent us all well. Whether there was 5 people, 2 people, or hundreds of people, Paul was there when I was able to experience that. So I thank you for that, and thank you for doing your job so well, including Ralph Rogers' 100th birthday that we were able to share together. And it is sad for me to see you go as the mayor. I think it's definitely going to... Sorry? At this time, it would be sad to see you go as mayor, as you've just given us your speech. And I do hope and wish that you do spend more time with your wife, and you two are able to not live such lonely lives, because I do know that the mayor's job is a lonely one. And I thank you for doing it so well on behalf of this community and my fellow councillors here at the Coonung Ward.
Thank you. Well, Councillor Haynes, you did a wonderful speech, and I agree with every single word of that. Paul, I consider you a great friend. Thank you for a wonderful year. On behalf of my fellow councillors, Councillor Goff and Councillor River Christopoulos, we thank you for representing Manningham so well. You are an amazing... I call you young because I see you very young in your spirit, in your determination, in your commitment, and you've never wavered, and you've been an amazing figurehead. They say that the mayor is one amongst, first amongst equals. Thank you, Paul, for leading us. Thank you for showing us you. And I think as a councillor, what is wonderful is when you see someone grow in the role. That's been probably my greatest reward, to see you grow in this role and just become so natural at it. You're very decent. Your care of community, your care of detail to thank is remarkable, and it's wonderful. I thank you personally for our journey, and it has been an amazing journey. I have so enjoyed this year, and I would not take it back and give it up, because I've really, and I thank you for that. The feedback from the residents has always been positive. The feedback from our officers has always been amazing. And it's so proud as we sit as with fellow colleagues, it's so rewarding when you get that feedback. And Paul, that needs to be known. Thank you, Robin, for allowing me to dance with your husband. An amazing dancer, and a really, you know, great partnership. And I thank you, Robin, on behalf of all of us, that you've allowed that freely, that he's been able to do that role. And it does take that person to be able to allow you to really fulfil that role. You have made it. You've set the bar. You've really set the bar. Your work, you've set the bar. And that bar is very, very high. It's very good. If every councillor could experience the wonderful partnership that we have had this year, it makes everything all good. And I thank you for that. And I really do appreciate everything. Thank you.
Well, Paul, as they say, 11 months is a long time in politics, and I'm sure it seemed a long time to you. On behalf of my fellow councillor, Councillor Galbally, I'd like to say congratulations, job well done, and I hope that you now get to spend some time with your wife and family and enjoy a bit more of a relaxed lifestyle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's indeed my pleasure as the Chief Executive Officer to make some reflection on the mayoral year of Councillor Paul McLeish on behalf of the officers of the organisation that have worked with our Mayor during the year in recognising the challenges that face local government. And may I say how it was from day one an attitude of an insightful approach from Councillor Paul McLeish to the full year ahead, planning the areas of strategic advocacy where we would approach members of state and federal government on issues of importance to our city was an outstanding feature of the contribution of Paul McLeish in working with the CEO office and relevant officers to make sure we sharpened our tongue and addressed the issues at hand that were most important, and many of those included the advocacy on public transport for our city, the advocacy on a fair shake when it comes to being recognised as a growing and well-planned city and our needs as our population grows, the advocacy of the highlighted sporting and highball facility, which is the centrepiece of a capital investment of this term of 4 years of our council, the importance of recognising culture, reconciliation, the zone for refugee spirit and welcome, amongst your many unique talents in designing mayoral balls and the op shop chic theme, which was a distinct personality trait you left with us in that approach. It was a highly successful ball with 305 attendees, and most importantly, the raising of over $9,500 for such a credible charity such as an EMDA, which is a local charity that provides options to persons with intellectual disabilities in our community, a very needy group. Paul, I could go on about the extent to which you look at matters in great detail, which is part of your professional training, but also your genuine interest in issues of council and interests of community at the heart. I thank you. And I acknowledge you on behalf of the executive and all officers in our organisation for an outstanding contribution to our leadership approach and to the leadership of the council over the 14-15 mayoral year. And I congratulate you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Joe.
May I ask you to come forward, Paul, for a small item of consideration and a gift. This is an album which records some of the features of your year, and we hope you take it forward with great memory. And of course, as is tradition, the gavel which will be duly engraved at some point. You can bang away on that one to your heart's content. And
water in the kitchen
And may I ask Mary Robin to come forward simply for our appreciation of your support of the Mayor during the year and what was obviously a very busy year where you missed out a little bit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'll invite you to reach here to meet you.
Thank you, councillors. Thank you, Mr. CEO. I'm afraid there's one challenge I didn't quite live up to. Jeff, I'm afraid I didn't get the 5 kilos on. Didn't even manage to, sorry.
Was that?
Just the one.
1 kilo?
Just the one.
Oh, in proportion, that's a lot.
That's another.
Okay. I would also just like to acknowledge former Mayor and Councillor Charles Pick, who has also joined us this evening. He's here, lurking around somewhere. Okay, now on to the real item of business for this evening, which is, of course, item 6, the election of Mayor. So I would like to call for nominations for the position of Mayor for the 2015-2016 municipal year.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Yang.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Is there a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Gott. Councillor Yang, do you consent to your nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? There being no other nominations, I therefore declare Councillor Yang duly elected.
Yeah, well, I just did.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for coming tonight. Firstly, I would really like to thank my fellow councillors for their vote of confidence in me. And I'm extremely honored to have been elected as a mayor and to accept this responsibility with dedication and commitment. I'm also very confident in my fellow councillors and know that as a team, we will be able to race to meet the challenges and opportunities of the coming year. I believe we have the passion and energy to serve our community in Manningham well. With the skills and experience we have around this table of elected representatives, the work we have started during this term of the council will continue on to fruition. This city has been served well over many years, and we have many councillors and officers to thank for that. I especially like to thank the outgoing mayor, Councillor Paul McLeish, for his outstanding leadership and guidance over the past year with many major achievements. And I believe you all here from the councillors around the table to share their personal views, and really want to thank again to our outgoing mayor, Councillor Paul McLeish. I'm committed to live up to the high standards set by previous councillors, previous mayors, Councillor Grigorgopoulos and Councillor McLeish. The coming year will be a year of challenge as the council's budget continues to be affected by the impact of the long-term cost shifting, grant reductions, and increased charges from the both state and federal governments, with the state government's intention to introduce legislation that will cap the rates of local government in Victoria. It is foreshadowed that this will have a significant impact on future financial forecasting in the strategic resource plan beyond the 2015 and 16 financial year. Recapping will bring with it both opportunities and challenges for council and the community. It means that we will need to look for innovative ways to continue to provide services and infrastructure in a smarter and more efficient way. Looking forward into the year ahead, I believe we have several exciting and challenging initiatives, including implementation of the Live Well in Bullying Community Strengthens Project to promote better health outcomes and minimize social isolation and disadvantages. Completion of the remaining 1 kilometer of Malam Malam Trail. Continuation of Council's advocacy for improved public transport options for Manningham, including heavy rail to Doncaster. Finalizing the planning permit for the proposed Malam Malam Stadium at the Malam Malam Reserve. Completing the final stage of the Aquarina Aquatic and Leisure Center redevelopment, including the construction of a new indoor pool, expanding health club, and the redevelopment of the entrance foyer and the sky bridge on the car park. Investigation options to improve our customer service to make it easier to do business with council. Manningham is an outstanding municipality, and not only because of the people who live here, but also because of the amazing work of current and previous councils. Now I really look forward to working with all of you, community leaders, councillors, officers, and all levels of government to build our great community and ensure Manningham remains one of the most livable, prosperous, and inclusive communities in Australia. Finally, I thank you once again for this opportunity to represent our city and play a role in guiding our future. And I look forward to working with you all for another successful year in 2016. Thank you.
Councillors, you'd have to excuse if I struggle with an excruciating sore throat. Did lose my voice on the weekend. My wife was very happy with that. Jennifer, you're back. Congratulations. You did the Kevin Rudd. I told you you'd be back, and you were. We had complete and absolute full confidence in you with your first year, your first term. It was a delight to have you in that first year, and we hear of doors open and all that type of stuff. Well, your door was open the furthest. It wasn't unusual to get a text from Jennifer at 2 a.m. in the morning, but I'd always try and sort of beat that by giving it 2 minutes past two if I was awake, but you'd always be on the ball, Jennifer, and you're always quite active in terms of issues. So it's great to have you back in the role. It's great to see you back in the role. We've heard today about how much this role can take of your life, I think you're familiar with that. I think Rob's familiar with that. I think Laura and Isaac are familiar with that. And I think that they'll bunker down and give you the support they did in the first year. So it was a great honour to serve under you in your first year. It's great to have you back, delighted to have you back. And let's just get on with making this last year a really exciting year for us all and a really exciting year for those that live in this great city. Congratulations, Jennifer. It's great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Madam Mayor, Councillor Yang, congratulations on your election tonight as Mayor of Manningham for the forthcoming year. All the Heidi Ward councillors, Councillor Jim Grievous-Kostopoulos and Councillor Michelle Kleinert, and myself, are 100% behind you and working with you. And we look forward to that challenge for this year of working with you and all the other councillors here with our community to ensure that Manningham does become and maintains its place at really at the top of areas of local government. We know that we have one of the best and safest places in Victoria to live in Manningham, and the amenity and lifestyle here is, I believe, second to none. Those challenges are big, and I really look forward to that work and with the community, how we're going to operate into the future to make sure that services are there and how we're going to do it. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you started talking about that. You've got great leadership skills and they've improved as we've gone along our journey from when you first got elected halfway through the last term, and it's wonderful to see your growth and your abilities coming forward there. And that experience that you have had in the past few years, will be of great benefit throughout the year to all of us and to our community. So again, congratulations, and it's wonderful and we'll all be looking forward to working with you this year. Thank you.
Councillor Yang, Madam Mayor Yang, on behalf of Mullumullum councillors, who is Councillor Paul McLeish and Meg Downey, we would like to offer our congratulations. As far as myself and five other councillors are concerned, you were our first mayor in this council, and you offered us a lot of guidance and assistance in that first year, which was very well and much needed by especially myself. I had very little knowledge of local government, and some would say I still don't. I am grateful for your assistance, as I'm sure the rest of us are. I know that there's a lot of projects that you'd like to see completed, and obviously you've listed a few that all of us would like to see completed. And being a bookend mayor, as we've mentioned before, that I'm sure you're going to keep us busy, and you're going to definitely be busy in our attempt to complete these before our term is ended, before the next elections. And I thank you, and I'm grateful that you're here to lead us through this last year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, it's now my pleasure to congratulate you on your election in the 2015-16 mayoralty. I'd like to very much echo the sentiments and expressions of support that have been voiced today by your fellow councillors. I do know you are experienced in understanding the challenges and the opportunities that lay before the local government sector, and as you did pronounce, there are some challenges. There are fiscal challenges ahead for the local government sector as a whole. We need to be transparent, and our obligation to community is foremost, and I do know that you carry that forward. And it is a great thing to know that your desire to maintain high standards set by previous mayors, and also your ability to work as a team with your peers in council is well recognised. And we as officers look very much as an organisation to work with you in support of our strategic and operational benefit into the future. And I do congratulate you and wish you a very successful mayoral year. Thank you very much.
Councillor, now we up to the item 8, election of deputy mayor for 2015-16. I call for nominations for the position of deputy mayor for the 2015-2016 municipal year. Do I have a mover?
Madam Mayor, I nominate Councillor Haynes for position of deputy mayor.
Is there a seconder?
Madam Mayor, I proudly second that.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes, do you consent to your nomination?
Yes.
Are there any other nominations? If not, as Councillor Haynes is the only nomination, I declare her duly elected.
Thank you. Thank you, fellow councillors. And it's a privilege to be standing here and to be in this year in a position to be able to support the last year and the challenges that are ahead, and to be able to support our mayor. I'm really looking forward to following in the lead of the mayor and to be able to meet the needs of this community and to be able to partner and to be able to help and assist in the challenges that the mayor has at the table. We've already heard and we've already seen, and I've been able to experience it over the years, the loneliness that a mayor can definitely be feeling within those times. And I want to be there to assist in that and to ensure that not only the family be supported, but yourself. And I know the good thing is I've already seen your work, and it was a privilege to watch that. But to be in the position now to be able to follow your lead and to be able to support you at a stronger level, and the hard work that we both bring to the table, I'm really looking forward to the year ahead, and I thank you that I've been given this opportunity by yourself and the other councillors to be able to be in this position to support you and council.
Councillors, there's an item of urgent business that needs to be considered tonight, which is council representation on committees and external bodies and organisations. If councillors wish to admit this report, there will need to be a motion to do so, and that motion will need to be passed unanimously. Does any councillor wish to move this matter?
Yes. Madam Mayor, I move that the report titled Council Representation on Committees and External Bodies and Organisations be admitted and tabled as an item of business to the meeting.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Downey.
I second the motion.
Is there a speaker against the motion? I will now put the motion forward. Those in favour? Against? Which is carried. Is there a motion on the report?
Yes, I move, as the report has been tabled and made available to members of the public here tonight, I move that the recommendation in this report be adopted.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Councillor Downey, do you wish to speak for your motion?
No, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Grigoris-Dopoulos.
No, Madam Mayor.
Is there a speaker against the motion? If not, I put a motion for all in favour. Against, that is carried. Now I declare the meeting closed and invite people in the gallery to join councillors for refreshment upstairs in function room 1. Hey.